Welcome to Inside Browns Training Camp, day number 14 in the books here in Berea as training camp begins to wind down. Today's practice saw Brian Hoyer return to work with the first team offense, Johnny Manziel with the twos. It also saw the return to 11-on-11 action for both Jordan Cameron and cornerback Justin Gilbert. The offense had some big plays today, none bigger than the bomb from Manziel to Travis Benjamin, who had one of his best days since returning to camp.
I feel great so far, just getting my feet under me and just get down with the system and hopefully come out to turn good.
You seem to be playing physical as well, some of those slants. You got a guy on your back like a cape, yet you're making the catches. How do you feel about where you're at as a receiver this year?
I'm just trying to become a complete receiver, knowing that it can be deep balls or short routes. I always can get the ball.
You've done it on the short ones. You also had a deep ball from Johnny Manziel today. Big throw and catch for a long touchdown. What happened on that play?
It was kind of a play that they adjusted in the formation on that. If the safety come down, I'd be over the top wide open.
Benjamin's touchdown was not the only big play for the offense today, as in a hurry-up drill, Brian Hoyer led the first-team offense down the field and into the end zone as he found Ben Tate for a nice touchdown on a little out route from the backfield. On the other side of the ball, the defense did have its moments, and yes, they will keep the orange jersey thanks to a big sack from Paul Kruger that set up a fourth and long, and they were able to hold on that play, and the defense certainly was buoyed by the return of first-round pick Justin Gilbert.
You had a nice pass breakup down the sideline. Then you get excited. I like the swagger you bring after those plays. I always get you fired up to make a play out there.
Yeah, that's the passion you got to play with when you're playing this game, especially this position. You got to have that energy in yourself, especially when you make a play to celebrate with your teammates. If you don't celebrate with your teammates, you celebrate with yourself. So that's what I always try to do.
How hard was it to not play against Detroit?
Oh, man, I wanted to play against those guys so bad, especially because everybody thought I was going to them in the draft, and then I just wanted to go in there and just light it up. But I enjoyed watching my teammates play.
Monday night, though, you will get to play against Washington Redskins, ESPN national television for your debut. Not a bad scenario. What are you looking forward to the most?
Playing against RG3 again. Played against him in college. I was fortunate to pick him off, so hopefully I can do that again.
As eager as Gilbert is to get out on the field Monday night, I'm sure the Dog Pound is just as eager to see that first-round pick perform at a high level. Hey, maybe he'll even get an interception from RG3 like he did when the two were in college. The defense, again, will wear the orange jerseys when the Browns return to practice on Friday. They are off tomorrow, really, to wrap up the training camp session here in Berea as the team prepares for the 2014 season. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for one-on-one player interviews, the highlight zone, and all the content you need on your favorite team. I'm Nathan Zagura, and that is Inside Browns Training Camp, day number 14.